You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Tax cuts are a key part of the developing plans. Lisa Hale has more.
While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISC Politics luncheon at the Madison Club yesterday.
And the time to take your ice shanty off the lake is fast approaching. Melissa Kay has more.
In Wisconsin, permanent ice shanties should have already been removed from Iowa boundary waters. That deadline was February 20th. Permanent structures need to be removed from Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st and inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 2nd. The deadline for Michigan boundary waters is on or before March 15th. Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 need to have ice shanties removed by March 16th. The DNR says anglers can still use portable ice shanties after these dates as long as they're removed when they're not actively being used.
And ice fishing in general right now needs to be monitored. No ice is ever safe ice. And with the mild temperatures in place and rapid spring melt underway, ice is weakening and rivers and streams are swelling. This causes ice to break apart, and this can happen both on rivers and lakes. And with the winds expected to become gusty tomorrow, this will also start to shift ice sheets around and may cause it to break, heave, or shove on shore. The governor is taking heat for some language in the state budget. Joanne Krulatz reports that he's unbothered.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda behind striking words, including mother and father, out of his proposed state budget and replacing with gender-neutral language. Evers says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
The National Republican Governors Association called out the Democratic governor last weekend for using terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
During a stop in Wausau this week, Evers said he's open to putting IVF protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past but failed to advance.
And 9 Green Bay area breweries have come together to brew a beer to match the excitement of the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay in April. Lisa Hale tells us more.
The 8th round downtown Pale Ale will be available in the Draft City Music Fest and at local tap rooms. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrick.
Really encouraging people to visit, you know, all kinds of different amenities with all the tap rooms, restaurants and bars, and the Children's Museum to Baby Bay Beach, you know, having a couple of rides open. We really want to spread the wealth and encourage people to get around the community, and what greater opportunity than to advertise, you know, what we have from a craft brewing perspective.
Draft City Music Fest is part of the multi-day Touchdown Downtown, happening throughout downtown Green Bay from April 23rd through the 26th.
How would a measles outbreak affect Wisconsin? Because kids here are at a higher risk than almost anywhere else in the nation. Savannah Tomei-Olson explains why.
The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, that is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country, behind Alaska. If your child needs a vaccine, your pediatrician is the best place to start. You can also call your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And the Wausau School District is going to referendum on April 1st. Hoping to address the budget deficit, they're asking voters to raise its revenue limit by $8 million each year for the next 5 school years. It would be used to maintain staffing and fund a number of maintenance projects. The district faces a $4 million deficit for the upcoming 2025-26 school year, and they say the proposed raised revenue limit would not affect property taxes. The Wausau School District will hold 2 information sessions. The first one is tonight at the Wausau West Auditorium. The next one is March 11th at the Wausau East Library. Both will start at 5:30 p.m. Diabetes is common, but some don't even know that they have it. Melissa Kay tells us how you can find out for free while helping save lives by donating blood.
1/3 of Americans lack access to regular doctor visits in the U.S. 1 in 10 people have diabetes, and nearly 1/4 of those are undiagnosed. The American Red Cross is working to help inform those who don't have access to regular care by offering free diabetes testing to donors during the month of March. The free A1C testing screens for diabetes and pre-diabetes. This valuable information can help you maintain your health and well-being. You can schedule a donation in March to receive this free testing by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
And high school sports championships will be staying in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska.
The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
We're excited about these venues continuing to be the championship events for these student athletes, their coaches, and these communities to come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
Hauser and McIntosh both said the only challenge in extending the contract was scheduling, which Hauser said is a normal challenge for large events and venues.
And many of the state championship events currently held in Madison have been there for decades. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film polled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did, because White Chicks had a successful successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it is going to be cloudy here for a good chunk of the day today. Our high 42, the wind north at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow. Our low down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 39. Then on Friday, some light rain and snow showers with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.